This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because you can never have too many rebrandings, tomorrow Warner Brothers Discovery is set to reveal its new, but not really new, streaming service. What was once called HBO Max is now going to be called Max, so reports the New York Times. But beyond the name change will also come some content changes. There will still be the biggies, of course, like Succession and The Last of Us, but also what you might call lighter reality TV. Shows like, and I'm not making this up, Dr. Pimple Popper and House Hunters International. The kinds of shows you might put on in the background while you're doing chores or paying your bills or, you know, working. There is, it turns out, a phrase for shows like that. Ambient streaming. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
I'll confess, I'll sometimes put a show on in the background while I'm, say, frantically emailing streaming experts for interviews. It usually goes something like this.
All right, let's see what we got here. Black Mirror, my favorite. Bit too intense. There we go.
Hello, bakers. Welcome to the Thames.
I'm actually not a huge Great British Baking Show guy, but that's exactly the type of show we watch while, wait, why do we put it on if we're not paying attention? Shira Gabriel is a psychology professor at SUNY Buffalo. She says it goes back to our hunter-gathering days.
Our ancestors were the ones who lived together with other people, who needed other people and were in collectives. And so we evolved a primitive mechanism that pushes us towards feeling connected to others.
In other words, somewhere deep in the recesses of our caveman brains, we think the sound of the Real Housewives' voices will keep us from being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. And certain shows scratch that evolutionary itch better than others.
A repeated narrative structure, like something like House Hunters, where there are different people every time, but we sort of know these characters, right?
Sitcom reruns work well as ambient TV, but the problem for streamers is that the Seinfeld or Fresh Prince catalog could be very expensive. NYU business professor Charles Schrager says you might subscribe to a streaming service for the prestige dramas, like Succession, but the ambient streaming library is meant to keep you from unsubscribing as soon as Succession ends.
How do you keep that subscriber engaged enough so that she won't press the button to cancel the $10 a month that she has to pay for next month?
I know I may be biased here, but you know what doesn't cost $10 a month that you can play in the background while you're doing chores? The radio. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.